And for more now on the Moussaoui verdict, we're joined by Douglas Kamek. He's chair of constitutional law at the Pepperdine University School of Law in Malibu. He's former legal counsel to both Presidents Reagan and Bush I. Professor, welcome. And I think many Americans, on hearing both this verdict and Mr. Moussaoui's many odious statements, many of us really don't know how to feel about this sentence. What do you think?
Well, I think Americans should feel very good about the performance of the jury system. The jurors took their rather complicated instructions to weigh aggravating and mitigating factors and followed them very closely and ended up rendering a verdict that I think was right on the facts as well as just. This is a case where there was more emotion than proof. The government's theory was a theory that if Moussaoui, who had been arrested on immigration charges, had only spilled the beans, the FBI or other government agents could have prevented 9/11. There was no direct evidence of Moussaoui killing anyone. There was a lot of peripheral evidence about bragging about his participation in this crime, if you can call it that. But it really was a case of someone who was a hanger-on. The jury perceived that, and they weighed the factors and I think gave him a just determination.
There's been a lot of criticism that the prosecution has mishandled parts of this case. You say that's not it. It's just simply the case against Mr. Moussaoui was actually fairly weak.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, there was all of this talk about calling him the 20th hijacker, and I think the jury ultimately said, no, he really wasn't that. He wanted to be that, perhaps. I think there is legitimate concern that there was a great deal of bending of the criminal process to even reach this verdict, which is a somewhat different question. As you'll remember, Moussaoui had a constitutional right to be confronted by the witnesses against him under the Constitution. He has a constitutional right to subpoena those witnesses and so forth. There's no qualifications to those things for national security in the Constitution. And yet, there were exceptions made to all of those constitutional protections, which is a sobering and problematic feature of this trial, which is going to be with us for some time. And all of that said, Judge Brinkema and the jury responded so very patiently, so very carefully to provide him ultimately with, on balance, a very fair proceeding.
One conclusion you draw from this trial, the military tribunal systems favored by the administration for accused terrorists is probably a better idea than normal courts. Why do you think so?
Well, let's just look again at the exceptions that were made here. There is a Fifth Amendment right to a fair trial. There is an Eighth Amendment right not to have the death penalty imposed unless all of those procedural niceties have been observed. There is a right to an open trial and an open public proceeding. There were exceptions made to each of those things in the context of this proceeding, perhaps necessary exceptions in light of the classified information and in light of the military circumstance we find ourselves in. We shouldn't be bending the ordinary criminal process to try and accommodate those, because when we do, they become precedents in the ordinary criminal process, and they start to apply not just to the Moussaoui case, but to other criminal cases, and that is a price we don't want to pay. And so there is some wisdom in segregating the military process from the ordinary criminal justice process, where one can, in fact, take account of the consideration that this is an enemy combatant with regard to an event that is an attack against civilization, where there are evidentiary flexibilities that we would normally not observe in normal criminal process, and where matters of security and the like, which of course, as Laura reported, were extraordinary around the courthouse, can be handled more easily on a military base.
Douglas Kamek, Chair of Constitutional Law at Pepperdine University in Malibu. Professor, thank you.
Good to be with you, Alex.